is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome to our first segment. Actually, it's going to be our only segment this evening. As you know, we got coming up in a few moments. We're going to be having the candidates for the 10th Plymouth District, both the Democrats and Republicans, as they will talk about why you should vote for them come September 9th, the primary election. We have a great guest who's joining us. She is the founder and director of the Blue Dog Shelter. We have Jenny Mather joining us. Jenny, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I'm somebody who likes a good cause, and I love my four-legged friends, and I think that too many times we can't find them homes, and there's not usually enough shelters to go around to be able to find good homes. So I'm happy to help out. Give us a little bit of a background history on the Blue Dog Shelter.
Sure. The Blue Dog Shelter is a nonprofit. It's a 501(c) no-kill animal shelter for adoptable animals, completely dependent on donations. While we receive no state or federal funding, and we continually meet the needs of our community by caring for adoptable animals until we can't find them safe and loving forever homes.
Mm.
We receive puppies, purebreds, and lots of lovable mutts of all colors, shapes, and sizes, at all stages of health. and we find them loving and forever homes, basically by helping you to meet your match. That's what we are experts in. We help you to find your forever match by making sure that you're not just picking based on what you think is what looks good, but actually what matches your home.
And if I may add, you're located on Pearl Street in Brockton, correct?
That's absolutely correct. We're located at 1014 Pearl Street, and we don't just serve Brockton, but we serve all of the surrounding towns, all of South Shore. We serve all the way down to, we've had people as far as the islands adopt from us, and as far away as Greater Boston has adopted from us.
How many dogs right now do you have that you're looking to find homes, and how many have you've done over the time that you've been open?
We've adopted out over 1,500 animals, and we have 17 in shelter right now, and at any given time, we have over 30 in shelter.
Okay. Well, I know that you get a very important event that's coming up on September 8th at the Easton Country Club. Talk to us about this golf tournament.
We do. It's a very exciting event. It's the 7th Annual Golf for Blue Golf Tournament. It's coming up on September 8th at the Easton Country Club. And it's a fantastic opportunity for golfers to come out and have a great time. We like to do things very big at the Blue Dog Tournament, where we do opportunities for 2 hole-in-1 contest prizes. There's awards for first, second, and last place, closest to the pin, longest drive for men and women. We have tons of raffle prizes, great food. Of course, it's a fantastic, fantastic event for the helicopter drop that we do. If you've never seen that, that's an amazing thing to see, where a helicopter comes and they do some aerodynamics, and then they drop 1,500 golf balls on a golf course, and the one that goes closest to the pin wins $1,000. That's pretty exciting.
Wow.
We also do, like I said, the 2 hole-in-1s, how many times you get to see 2 cars on a course. And it's just for such a great cause. You know, there's not a lot of shelters out there that go above and beyond and do extras for dogs the way that we do. I'll give you an example. We have a dog in shelter right now named Portia, who tore something called her ACL mm-hmm. ligament. And that surgery is going to cost upwards of $3,000 or $4,000, and we're doing a fundraiser for her right now specifically to raise that money, and we're going to do her surgery. And so that's a special needs case, but we need fundraisers like this to cover surgeries like that to get dogs like her that are deserving dogs that have passed sentiment tests into homes that are loving homes that will open their arms to dogs like that.
Right.
So it's just, You know, it's an amazing cause. There are great, great people involved. A lot of times people think of me because I'm the face of Blue Dog, but there's, you know, there's a network of volunteers and unsung heroes that just don't get recognized that I just want to shout out to.
Please do.
That really, really deserve all of the credit. And I just want to say thank you to all of them publicly, because I just couldn't do it without them. And the dogs just deserve so much help from the people that are listening.
Mm.
So if you can find it in your heart to donate a raffle prize or to sponsor our tournament, it would be so helpful. Please come out and golf, because it's a great time. And I think this time we're going to fill that course, and you're going to miss out if you don't send in your registration form. So that's my little clue there. Send in those registration forms, because those golfers are going to miss out. It's a great, great tournament. Everybody always tells me at the end of the tournament that it's one of the best they've ever been to.
And again, we're speaking with Jenny Mather. She is the founder and director of Blue Dog Shelter, located at 1014 Pearl Street in Brockton. You can find them online. If I believe that you can get, you can download a registration form for the golf tournament on September 8th. Go to their website, bluedogshelter.com. Again, this is going to be at the Easton Country Club, 265 Purchase Street in southeastern Mass. Registration for the event is at 8 a.m. Shotgun start at 9:30. We've just got a couple of moments left here. Anything else that you want to make sure that you share with our listeners in regards to whether it's about the Blue Dog Shelter or this fantastic tournament that you get coming up?
No, I think just to really pound home the idea that we don't get any state or government funding. We're really funded by generous people that take the time out to give us, whether it's $5 or $10 or even a dollar, every penny counts. And we're really not about asking people to just write checks. We really are trying to get social gatherings that have an impact on people's lives so that they can come in, get a glimpse of what we do, have a good time, spend some time with us, get to know our shelter, get to know us, become a part of our family, have some fun, and then go home with a little bit of fun and maybe even a dog, you know? Become part of that Blue Dog family. Make a Blue Dog their new dog.
Mm. Oh, I like that. You should have that on a T-shirt.
We do. You could buy a T-shirt.
I think I just might.
Okay.
Seeing that, I thought I had just made something up, and it's already something that's in circulation. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening and talking about the Blue Dog Shelter, and I will hope that you will become a part of the WATD family, and we'll hear from you more often.
Love to. Oh. I think that if that's an invitation, I accept. Thank you very much.
There she is, Jenny Mather, director and founder of the Blue Dog Shelter. If you get a chance, please go to the website, find out more about not only the great organization, but this upcoming golf tournament on September 8th. And if you're somebody who's looking to sponsor something, I know that they're looking for sponsors as well. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, we'll get things underway with the 10th Plymouth District Forum that is being moderated by our very own Christine James right here on 95.9 WATD.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.